The Fish and Wildlife Service says it didn't want to reveal whether it found endangered species on private property, afraid it would lose the trust of private landowners if it made that information public. So when the National Association of Home Builders filed a request for the locations of an endangered species, the Fish and Wildlife Service omitted all the sightings on private land. Jerry Howard is the CEO of the Home Builders Group. He says builders need that information.
Our members who are looking at buying land in areas affected will be able to make informed decisions and comply with the regulations because they'll know what they're walking into. And we'll be able to protect the species because we'll know that they're there, and we'll be able not to do things that harm their habitat.
The Fish and Wildlife Service could appeal the court's ruling because it sets a precedent that could be used by any group to determine where endangered species are located. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.